What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm Jedi. With me always is Houdini and Deepaw. What's popping, boys?
What's up, my guys?
Not much. How are we doing, boys?
I'm doing great. Everybody's doing well. How are you guys?
Blessed, man. Blessed.
Truly blessed. Hashtag blessed.
We got some crazy stuff to talk about that's going on in sports right now. A little bit of baseball, a little bit of football. To start us off, though, Caleb Williams, the huge draft prodigy of the NFL draft that's going to be coming up fairly soon, the quarterback for USC. Caleb Williams is now asking for partial ownership in the NFL team that drafts him. I mean, are athletes now getting carried away? Is this where sports are headed? This is kind of wild to think about. This dude thinks that he's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has a stake in the Kansas City Chiefs, but Caleb Williams is no Patrick Mahomes. He hasn't proven anything yet. We've seen plenty of NFL guys get drafted and they're absolute busts. I mean, what do you guys think about this?
Did he say that before or after Notre Dame's defense made him look like dog shit?
I believe this was beforehand.
Okay.
There's some pros. Well, there are some pros on that ND defense, but exactly, Dean. Exactly.
Oh, like 100%. Like, that's the best defense he has faced all year, and he looked like a little child. Yeah, I mean, dude, like, this is a stupid conversation. First of all, no, he'll slip to the seventh round.
Yeah, it's never gonna happen. That will never happen coming out of college before ever playing a professional game. You know, he's been hyped up and everybody's talking about how great of a prospect he is. He could be the next Patrick Mahomes, which is absurd. That's just a crazy comparison. But that will never happen until you put up Patrick Mahomes' numbers and championships. That's the only reason, because you can't throw enough money at Mahomes, that's the only reason he has that little bit of ownership stake.
I think this says a lot about him personally, his personality and his kind of mindset. I mean, say what you want, maybe that he's confident in himself, but I think he has a lot of nerve to say something like this.
I mean, I think he should be drug tested.
Fair point. Speaking of this, though, do you think this is a direction where sports will be heading soon? You know, baseball right now has Shohei Ohtani, the big guy. I mean, I don't think that he's going to get any sort of ownership stake, but say 20 years down the line, is this going to be like a bargaining chip in sports?
No shot.
We've seen it happen with Patrick Mahomes. We've seen it happen with Messi now.
You know, I think the top 1% of the 1% maybe. I don't think it will ever become the norm. No.
I think it's a way to lock up superstars and not have so much come off your cap, right?
Exactly.
So I don't see this being a normal thing. I'm with you, Deepaw. I don't think, like, there's just no way. There's no way. Because if it gets to that point, we're in a bad spot.
Well, yeah, eventually 40 years down the line, the owner is not even going to own the damn team at that point if you're just handing out percentages of stake of the ownership. Transitioning over into baseball, though, we got the MLB postseason underway, and the NLCS is going on right now. 2-1, the Phillies are leading the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. In Game 3, it was the first time the D-backs were actually home at Chase Field, and Phillies fans attempted to do the unthinkable here. Phillies fans rallied together and bought a bunch of tickets to the game to try to make the stadium empty.
For $7 a pop, too.
Of course, yeah. And fans went to the extent of buying 20 tickets each with no intent of going to this game. In my opinion, I may be alone here, this is the greatest sports franchise in the world. Dedication, loyalty, competitiveness.
No
go
way.
Phillies.
No way.
I mean, look, I had a double-A battery thrown at me at a Flyers-Rangers game when I was 12. I had a Skins jersey on at Philly and never took my sweatshirt off because I was scared I'd get stabbed.
Yep.
These people are insane. But their passion, like, they're a passionate fan base. I give them a lot of credit. But these crumbs threw snowballs at Santa Claus, right? Like, these people are different. And, like, if Jedi, if you've sat in the bleachers in Yankee Stadium, you know what different looks like. Right, like, mm-hmm. They're all bleacher creatures. The entire city of Philadelphia.
There's no quit.
Those are creatures.
I think that they're definitely not mentioned enough. I think people always throw the name New York when they think of the best fans and most passionate and dedicated. I really think it's Philadelphia, and I don't even think it's close.
Yeah, I agree. Now, however, I do I do think it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, though. Like, what are we doing? I'm not spending any money on something I have no plans on going to.
Some of these people dropped hundreds of dollars, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think like the lowest ticket was in Arizona for game three was like between $7 and $9, and the lowest ticket in Philly over games one and two was like $150. So like huge disparity there in the lowest ticket for like the nosebleeds.
That's kind of sad that a postseason game in the NLCS, the National League Championship Series, is $7. I mean, that just shows you, I guess, what Phoenix is. I don't know. Maybe it's not a baseball town. I thought it was because I've seen it packed a few times.
Yeah, you would think so. But, dude, I honestly, like the way that the world is nowadays, all this shit, like, do I want to go to a game and rock binoculars or do I want to watch it in my house? I kind of just want to watch it in my house.
I don't blame you there. Yeah, transitioning. You know, well, what were you going to say, Deepaw?
Yeah, only thing I was going to say was I feel like if you're a perennial team, you know, if you're a Yankees fan, a la you two, it might be a little bit different. But, like, when was the last time the D-backs were in the playoffs, let alone the NLCS? Like, if you're an actual fan, you got to be going to that game.
2001, now, I think, was the last time they were in the NLCS.
I mean, was that the year? That was the year they beat the Yanks?
Yeah.
It's been that long? Like, yeah, like, holy crap.
Yeah, they haven't been to the NLCS since then.
Wow.
Now, granted, they've been fucking ass for like 15 years.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Like, I'd be going to that game even if it wasn't
for sure.
Like, if I was a fan of the team, like anywhere remotely close to Phoenix, I'd be going to that game, paying $9 and eating like, you know, six hot dogs in the nosebleeds.
100%. No, I'm with you. If it's been 20 something years, I'm there. I'd also probably have season tickets though. Because they're probably.
I did that when the Buccos finally came back in 2013. Me and my pops went to that game, the first game back in Pittsburgh since I was like 2 years old. It was like, yeah, the Cueto game. It was unbelievable.
That was a rowdy crowd. That was a good game to go to. One thing that I wanted to stay in, obviously, with sports here, and speaking of fans here, I have a little bit of a hot take that I wanted to mention to you guys. Not a hot take of mine, but one I want to mention and see what you guys think about this. So. With that being said, though, we do have a hot take here. Do you think it is strange or odd, and you are not a fan of this, if you are an adult that wears a jersey with the name of a man on the man's last name on the back? Do you think that's weird? Someone brought this to my attention, and I thought it was kind of crazy. I didn't know what to think of it. Because, I mean, I guess I'm never in this scenario because I'm a Yankee fan. There are no last names on the back of the jersey, so I don't really have to worry about this.
Valid. Yeah, see, like, if I'm going to a game, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're not a diehard fan unless you have an authentic jersey. So, like, that's just my opinion. Like, if you're a diehard fan and you have an authentic jersey, like, I have three Rangers jerseys, total, $1,200.
I was going to say, yeah, them fits are like $300 or $400 each. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I am a diehard and I don't like playoffs. I'll wear them to the stadium. I'll wear them. But like, am I going to like wear them to go to the mall? No, that's weird. If you're wearing jerseys to like if you're wearing jerseys, like there were kids back in the day that used to wear jerseys to school the next day when their team won. Like, yeah. Right. Okay, cool. You want to feel cool. I get that. But, like, if you're, like, wearing jerseys to work, like, you're a loser.
Yeah, I feel like other than if it's Jersey Day. Other than Jersey Day, if it's a corporate-sponsored Jersey Day, I get it. Yeah, I would 100% rock a jersey. I think I agree with your sentiment, Dean, that, like, if I go to an event, I'm more rocking a jersey. Like, there's 100% about it. I don't know. I've never felt weird about it, but I have heard that, and it just makes me laugh. It does become a little bit weird whenever you're starting, like you're older than the person's jersey you're wearing.
I didn't think about that. That opens up another discussion.
Yeah, I'm 35 now, so it's like,
walking around with like a Jackson Holiday jersey on. He's 18.
Bro, that's right. Like it can get a little bit crazy there. But other than a sporting event or a corporate sponsored jersey day, yeah, if you're just like rocking a jersey out, like going to like grocery shop, like a little, wear a hat, wear a hoodie or something like that. You can't be rocking a full-blown jersey when you're 40, you know?
The person that brought this to my attention is definitely probably listening to this, so he's probably laughing to himself because he does think this is weird also, people that do this.
Yeah. And, like, you know, going, you know one more point too. I would rather rock a jersey of like a player than a generic jersey that it doesn't have any number or team name or any player name on the back. I'd rather rock one of a player, current or retired, than just a generic jersey, like with nothing on the back.
Yeah, like the people that just buy a jersey, no name, no number,
and that's dumb. That's dumb.
Yeah. I mean, you guys know my pet peeve. Like if you're watching like a Bears Vikings game and you see some guy in the stands wearing a Lions jersey,
did you watch the London games this past week?
Yeah, all jerseys.
You would have gone crazy. It's just 32 all jerseys across the whole stadium.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think everybody that was in London, as you were walking in, they just threw you a fucking jersey. Like you were like a random fan all of a sudden.
Seahawks, part of the experience. It's time for Truth or Fluke Baseball Up right now. The Rangers will choke and the Astros will go to the World Series for the third year in a row now and the fifth time in the last seven seasons. They lost a pretty bad one the first time at home in Arlington. I really want to say fluke here, but I gotta say truth because the Astros just always find a way.
Last week I said truth that this is the Rangers World Series to lose. I am now going truth on this one that I do think they choke. The way Scherzer threw last night, I understand what they're doing. Like, let's get it out of the way. If Scherzer's completely healthy and this goes game seven, maybe they pull this out. But it's like watching baseball during a full moon. You know what I mean? Like, you just have that feeling with the Astros.
Dude, you know, I'll have to go back and get some read receipts on how many podcasts I'll go back to find out when it was. I was saying the Astros, they weren't doing the best, that they were going to still get things together and make it to the World Series. Mm-hmm. I'll go back and look at it. So obviously this is truth. I think the Astros win it and make it to the World Series. And Dark Horse beat the Phillies.
Oh, no, don't put that into the universe. But a nice clean sweep there for the first topic for baseball and truth or fluke. Next up, Max Scherzer, who clearly struggled last night and struggled really all year. Max Scherzer will return to the Mad Max form we all know and love. I'm going with truth here. This dude is just too good. I understand he's getting old, but he's too good, way too passionate, and way too good of a competitor to let this slide. He doesn't throw 96 anymore. He's just got to figure it out, and I think he will because he really has no intention of retiring anytime soon, according to like recent interviews within the past year. He wants to play until he's like 43, 44.
Are you asking, is he going to return like this year to Mad Max or just in general?
In general.
Yeah, I'll go truth here. I think he's a competitor. I think he can manipulate his fastball to maybe be a cutter or a two seam or kind of pitch off that. So I do think his pitchability kind of allows him to be creative. But he's gotta be healthy.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going fluke. I think his best years are behind him. I think we'll see another couple good runs out of him. I think injuries make the best of him. And this might be a hot take. Play the sound effect, Jedi. He's Matt Harvey in less than 2 years. He's done, bro. I think he's done in less than 2 years.
I love Mad Max. He's my favorite pitcher. I like him too. He's been my favorite pitcher my entire life.
He's one of those dudes. He's a bulldog. I love him. But I think 2 years max, he's done.
That's Toast. The biggest part, I think, that about being a baseball fan, watching these people grow up, like literally.
I remember him in Detroit.
Yeah, bro. I mean, you guys had a little bit different.
When he had a 5 ERA,
Where he struggled with, and he was a Diamondback at one time too, and also struggled. He was on the same team as Trevor Bauer, but I know it's different for you guys because we're two different generations, but watching these guys that you grew up watching slowly, one, retire, but then two, just like not be that player that you always knew them to be. It kind of just like boggles your mind a little bit. And I think that's why I say truth that he's going to figure it out. Cause my entire life, all I've known is that Max Scherzer is one of the best pitchers in baseball regardless, but age does that. Unfortunately, last topic for baseball though, both series will go to a game seven. I'm going to go with fluke here because I still think that the Phillies are going to get this probably done honestly in maybe game five. I think that the Diamondbacks only won one game. I think it's done. The Phillies are too good.
Diamondbacks just won tonight. It is 2-1. The D-backs just won 2-1 in game three tonight. Dino, go ahead.
I'm going to go fluke here as well. I do think the Phillies polish them off, but I think they do it in six. I think they can win one in Arizona, and they're not winning in Philly. Like, that's a fact. But I do think the AL goes seven.
I do agree with that.
And the Yankees can sit back and watch Jordan fucking Montgomery.
Oh, dice.
You know what I mean? Like, we traded Jordan Montgomery for Harrison Bader, and Harrison Bader was shipped out, and this dude's throwing meaningful games in October. Get the fuck out of here.
Not just throwing.
Over the last raft to Cancun right now.
I'm going truth. I think both of these games go to game seven.
Wow.
I think the Texas series is going to be the best series, but I think, you're right, Dean. Dino, do they win one game in Philly? I don't know if it'll happen, but I sure hope it happens. So I think I'm going yes. I think it goes game sevens.
It's time now for Football of Truth or Fluke. Tyreek Hill is having one of the greatest seasons as a wide receiver. Will Tyreek Hill have the greatest wide receiver season in NFL history? He's currently on pace to have it. I'm going to go with truth just because I think he's very exciting to watch.
I'm going to go fluke here because even if statistically he does it, I would still take Randy Moss or Jerry Rice over him.
I'm going truth. I think he does have the best season, contingent on Tua being healthy. The numbers he's putting up is absolutely ridiculous. And Mike McDaniel is running plays from 70 years ago with a new twist on them. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team. And speaking of the Miami Dolphins, the next one, the Miami Dolphins have the best celebration in all of sports. Just to name a few for everybody listening, they have the surfing celebration, going into the stands and celebrating with the fans. They have a Remember the Titans celebration, the iconic Waddle with Jalen Waddle. And Waddle actually now added bowling to this celebration. I'm going with truth. They always keep it fun and interesting, and you never know what's coming with these guys.
Fluke, the best the best celebration is hands down Justin Jefferson doing the gritty. So I could care less. On top of that, dude, like I can never say anything's better than the Lambeau Leap in December.
Gritty sucks. Lambeau Leap sucks. Team celebrations, 10 out of 10. Yes,
let's
truth.
Go. There we go. That's the thing, though. You said Justin Jefferson. I said the best team celebration, not individual player.
Whatever, dude. What are these guys, sit in a fucking room and plan it out? What a bunch of nerds.
Probably. And I'm here for it. I enjoy it.
Exactly.
It's time for the best 60 seconds of your life with Houdini and Deepaw giving you a preview of the best games this week in college and NFL.
Game of the week, Dolphins at Eagles. Eagles -2.5.
Love that game. Give me the Eagles -2.5.
Commanders -2.5 at the G-Men.
You know, it's tough being home dog, but give me the Commanders here.
Your Steelers at Rams. Rams -3.
Easy money. Steelers -7.
Heavyweight matchup of the week. Lions at Ravens. Ravens -3.
Never cheer for a Ravens. Go Lions. All right, Dino. College ball. Duke at Florida State. Florida State laying 14.5.
I'm going to take Duke in the 14.5.
It's a lot of points.
Talent trash.
Penn State. Yep. Penn State at Ohio State. Ohio State laying 4.5 points.
I'm taking Ohio State. I think Penn State's overrated.
Ooh, love it. Old school rivalry, Tennessee at Alabama. Alabama laying 8.5 points at home.
I'm taking Tennessee +8.5.
I love that. I love that. Go Vols. Last one, Utah at Southern Cal -7.
Southern Cal rebounds. I'll take the 7 with Southern Cal.
And that was the best 60 seconds of your life with Houdini and Deepaw. So go watch those football games this weekend, and we'll be talking about them next week about the outcome. But before we wrap up this edition of Hot Shots here, we always have the very, very great Houdini's final thought.
You know, I gave a lot of thought to this.
I bet you did, Fokker.
And I'm down so bad with my sports teams. Like, I'm down so bad.
This isn't the first time you've said this on your final thought.
that I actually watched game four of the WNBA championship rooting for the New York Liberty because Madison Square Garden.
Where's the Aces?
Yes. Wait, I'll get there. Hold on, dude. You're going to understand where I'm going with this. Okay. First of all, Madison Square Garden hasn't had a championship since 1994. So seeing playoff basketball was electric. Right. And I saw myself cheering and I was cheering and I was cheering for the Liberty. And then I had this revelation, right? 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, me and my boy, who I'll mention, his name's Flan. Me and my boy Flan started an NBA 2K league. We both drafted teams. I created a team, okay? I moved the Sacramento Kings to Vegas and named them the Las Vegas Aces. Okay? And decked out the uniforms in, like, pocket aces, a whole nine yards. And, like, two years later, these Las Vegas Aces show up. So when they won the championship, Flan texted me and said, congratulations. I said, for what? He said, back-to-back championships. And I felt like I won something. So
attaboy.
Let's go Aces, baby. Yeah, that's my final thought.
A great final thought to wrap it up here at Hot Shots. Make sure to follow us on social media if you ever need to keep up with your sports news like we were talking about today. If you do like this sort of content, make sure to subscribe and like it. And you can always find us on all of our social media platforms at Hot Shot Podcast. But until then, we'll talk to you next time.